It's May 13, 2021, and I call the regular board meeting of Northern Unified School District Board of Education to order. It's now 4:31. Dr. Mitchell, roll call, please.
Yes, Agnes Gonzalez. Here. David Malkin.
Present.
Derek Venegas.
Here.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Carrie Chen.
Here.
All board members are present.
And the second item, I need a motion and a second to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Thursday, May 13, 2021.
I'll move.
I'll second.
And Mr. Venegas, second. Roll call. Donna Freeman.
Aye.
Agnes Gonzalez.
Aye.
David Malkin.
Aye.
Eric Venegas.
Aye.
Terry Kim. Aye. Motion carried. Part of the agenda. Dr. Mitchell, is there any comments on closed session items?
I wanted to go back for just 1 minute in the adoption of the agenda. I believe there was an item that was interested in being pulled.
Yeah,
I thought you asked usually about
that. That's why we're going back to it.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
I did want to pull an item. I was waiting for you to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I need to pull it. I saw that note.
That's okay. So if we would just go back to the adoption of the agenda. You can use the item that you have, and Mr. Freeman has that item.
Yeah, item 8B5, right?
That's the one I would like to pull again.
Okay. So let's go back to the agenda. I need a motion to adopt the agenda with the pullout of item 8B5, contract agreement between the Northern Unified School District and the Outreach Concern Incorporated.
Do I need to withdraw my first motion? Let me withdraw my first motion.
Can you second it?
And
I withdraw my second.
And now I would like to move that we adopt the agenda taking out 8.5 from the consent calendar.
And I'll second.
Okay, then this roll call vote. Tom Freeman?
Aye.
And Mr. Gonzalez?
Aye.
David Malkin?
Aye.
Eric Venegas?
Aye.
And Kerry Chan?
Yes.
So motion carried. Dr. Mitchell, any comment for the closed session?
I don't believe we have. I will ask Ms. Ward, are there any comments, requests to speak for closed session items?
No, there is not.
And we recess to closed session. 4:34.
Perfect.
Okay. So we are in closed session. Take care, right?
Go ahead,
Carrie. We have returned to open session at 6:04. All attendance will be left in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Justin Lopez of East, Johnny Elementary School.
Yeah. Justice is available to lead us in the pledge.
We just elevated. I'm just waiting.
No problem. Victor, put it on multiple so that we can see the drop down. And just there it is. Nope. Yes. Okay. Justice, go ahead and unmute. You can lead us in the pledge.
Oh, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All of the insects, we will have the organization and turn over to Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So this evening we have four different recognitions to bring forward to the board, and I'm actually going to pass it to Dr. Zamora. Thank you.
Good evening, board. Tonight we're excited to recognize four different groups for their accomplishments. Our first group is the Giano Intermediate School Music Education Program. And we want to make sure we recognize their advisor, Ms. Jennifer Trujillo. Tonight, our students at Giano are being recognized with the National 2021 Best Communities for Music Education Award from the NAM Foundation. NAM stands for National Association of Music Merchants. Giano Intermediate received the National 2021 Best Communities for Music Education Award from the NAM Foundation. They are one of only 80 schools nationwide to receive this award, and only 10 schools in California selected. It is awarded to districts that demonstrate outstanding achievement in efforts to provide music access and education to all students. So congratulations to the entire music group at Giano Intermediate School. Ms. Gilman.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Giano. Music is a powerful tool to bring people together. Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mr. Ochoa and Ms. Trujillo, for your accomplishment and your guidance to our students. We very much are very proud of our students and your accomplishment. Thank you. Our next recognition is to Roland High School to the eSports teams. So their advisor, Mr. Michael Lee, the recognition tonight is for reaching finals at the City of STEM LA tournament and winning the grand finale first place. Roland High School had two teams of students who participated in the City of STEM eSports from April 17th to April 25th against 22 teams in LA County. Both of our teams went to the finals, and one of them went to win the grand finale, winning $500 for their school, Roland High School. Congratulations to the Roland High School eSports team, with the following students being part of this team. Albert Fang, first place. Brandon Wang, first place. John Pham, first place. Hayden Lee, first place. Kevin Wu, first place. Aaron Kuhn, finalist. Taran Argosino, finalist. Jeremiah Obiakaro, finalist. Juan Carlos Garibay, finalist. And Jeremiah De Leon, finalist. Congratulations to the eSports team of Roland High School.
This is the largest celebration of science, technology, and engineering and math take place in Los Angeles for the entire month of April. Congratulations to the achievement. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. We're very proud of our students. Another recognition for Roland High School.
Can I ask you to pause for just 1 minute? We're just having a slight tech issue, and I want to support Gina because we do have our students in the audience and we're trying to elevate them so that our board can see them as well. So I just would like to pause for 1 minute and see if we can support our students. Yes. Sorry, Maddie, I know you were on a roll.
Sorry, could you hold just 1 moment as I elevate now all the students? They now appear on my screen. Hold on just 1 moment.
Perfect. Thank you, Mrs. Ward. So we're going to do the esports team that's going to be elevated in Roland High School leadership.
It's two.
Do you want to take us back to the previous slides for esports?
And please note, not all students are here, so I'll be elevating those that appear with their name.
Our esports team members have the ability to turn on your camera. I'm sure our board would love to see you in person, virtually.
Thank you. We've promoted everyone that's on screen.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Warren. Do you want to just do a quick recap?
Yes. So we are excited to recognize our students from Roland High School for participating in esports and being part of the grand finale. So our Roland students had two teams participate in the esports team competitions from April 17th to April 25th against 22 other teams. Both of our teams went to win the finale, the finals, and one of them went to win the grand final competition, winning $500 for their school. So congratulations to the esports team. And here we see all the students that were part of the team on the screen: Albert Fang, Brandon Wang, John Pham, Hayden Lin, Kevin Wu, Toran Argosino, Jeremiah Obiakoro, Aaron Fu, Juan Carlos Garibay, and Jeremiah De Leon. Congratulations to you, to your advisor, Mr. Michael Lee, and Mr. Mitch Bernier, your principal. Congratulations to the team.
Congratulations, I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Our next recognition is also for Roland High School. Their advisor, Mr. Matt Cole, and principal, Mr. Mitch Brenner, are part of the acknowledgments. So the recognition is for winning the 20th place at the Academics Decathlon State Championships. Beginning in June of 2020, Roland High School's Academic Decathlon team began practicing and studying for this year's 38th annual Academic Decathlon competition. At the competition, Roland High School competed against 78 other schools in California. For their hard work, commitment, and dedication, the team received medals and recognition for their scores. The following students participated and received medals. Ethan Chen, gold medal, highest scoring decathlete at Roland High School. Ethan Chen, bronze medal, science. Angela Yu, bronze medal, essay. Charlene Hu, bronze medal, essay. Noah Lim, team member. Jocelyn Weyaya, team member. Clayton Ng, team member. Alicia Kim, team member. Nathaniel Lim Shit Sungu, team member. Kimberly Sendeno, team member. Congratulations to all of our students. Congratulations to Mr. Cole and Mr. Brenner for your accomplishments. We are very proud of our students.
Thank you. Roland High School Academy Catalan team have worked so hard to achieve the success. I'm proud of you and I'd like to congratulate you for the achievement, for the team members, the advisors, coaches, and the principal for your wonderful accomplishment for your this year's competition. Congratulations.
Thank you. Our next recognition is also for Roland High School Additive Manufacturing Team, 3D Printing. Their advisor, Mr. Michael Crosto. Their principal, of course, Mr. Mitch Brunier. The recognition is for the silver accomplishment at the California Skills USA 54th State Leadership and Skills Conference. The Skills USA Roland High School chapter members, Michael Abeniate and Anit Dahevery, earned silver in the Additive Manufacturing Challenge. 3D printing plays a role in nearly every industry, from teaching creativity and education, to designing surgical guides and difficult medical procedures, to cost savings in manufacturing. 3D printing demands its practitioners are literate in many areas. Constance needed to demonstrate their ability to use 3D, design for the advantages of additive manufacturing, account for limitations of major 3D printing technologies, advocate for their designs, and use creativity to solve physical problems with real constraints. So congratulations to both our students, Michael Abeniante and Anit Hubari. Congratulations. We're very proud of you. Great job in your accomplishment.
Congratulations. The 3D printing will be a future technology for the manufacturing industry. I've learned the 3D printing will be used for manufacturing the spacecraft on the moon from Earth. So it'll be very interesting development. Congratulations, your future scientists, future engineers. Thank you. Can we talk tomorrow?
Thank you.
And next is the shot. to go set up a pathway along with the students, Calvin Pan and Nicholas Ventura, who provide the brief report highlighting what is happening on their school.
Good evening. I'll start with one of our sixth graders. We have Helen Pan. Helen, do you want to unmute yourself and share about Shellen?
Good evening, board members. I am Helen, and I am here to talk about a wonderful school named Shellen. Shellen provides many activities such as Chinese classes, robotics, skate, and more. Every student from third grade and up gets the opportunity to learn Chinese taught by Mr. Chow. Every full-time teacher at Shellen is certified, and 95.5% of the teachers at Shellen have 3 or more years of experience. The attendance rate at Shellen is 97%. From personal experience, I can say that every single teacher works their hardest to provide each and every student with the best possible education. Shellen is and always will be one of the best experiences of my life. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Helen. We also have Nicholas Ventura, another sixth grader, here to share his experience at Shellen.
Good evening, school board members. As you heard, my name is Nicholas George Ventura. I'll speak of reasons why I like Shellen Elementary School. I like that the teachers look over the students' grades and inform the parent or guardian that your child needs help. And the amazing thing is that they wouldn't tell you only at parent-teacher conferences, but on their own time. Before I came to Shellen, I never got an honor roll because the teachers would only inform my parents at parent-teacher conferences. But it would be too late, and that made me stressed. And that stress made me feel like I wasn't going to complete my goals and dreams. But that changed at Shellen. They pushed me to be better. Shellen gives an after school for students that need to be challenged harder. But it isn't only for students that need help. It is also for students that want to challenge themselves harder. The employees at Shellen are kind to the students. Plus, I have never seen a bully pick on a kid at Shellen. And those are my reasons why I like Shellen Elementary School. Thank you for listening to my speech and have a good evening.
Thank you, Nicholas. I'd also like to take a moment to thank our pledge student today. That was Justice Lopez Solis, who's also in the sixth grade at Shellen. Tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about our in-person support. So I'm lucky in that I get to be the only principal that has a report during our in-person time as we started on April 26th. At Shellen, we have approximately 153 students coming. We found that our youngest learners are the ones who are most eager to come. Our TK and K, we have over 60 students coming. So our students are there every day with smiles on. It's been amazing to see students say, I got to meet my friend that I'd never seen in real life. For our dual students, we see that they are able to practice their target language. So for our students that came in as Mandarin speakers, they're able to practice their English more so than they would at home. And for our English speakers, they're able to practice their Mandarin. And it has been a real joy to see. Our teachers are making sure to make their lessons engaging. And I think, Nicholas, you're part of our group that comes every, you come on Tuesdays and Fridays, and they make sure that it's interactive, that it's not just more of the digital learning. Our teachers have really made an effort to have hands-on opportunities. The majority of the students that signed up for in-person support were students who were at grade level. So they really were challenged to differentiate and make sure that the instruction met the needs of all of our learners on site. So with that, I'm going to share screen and show you the kids, because that's why we're here. A second, let me pull. OK. this up. I'm trying to pull this up. Here we go. Share screen.
I'm free to be whatever I
So as you can see, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I see a lot of very happy eyes in both the teachers and the students and the parents. The opportunity to have our children back on campus has meant more to our community, our staff, and to me than you guys could imagine. So thank you to all who made it possible, because it definitely took a village to get us all ready and get us all there.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Helen and Nicholas, for your report and presentation. Madam Mitchell.
Perfect, thank you. Good evening, board. May is Employee Recognition Month, with last week was Teacher Appreciation Week. Yesterday was the Day of the Teacher. May 16th and the 22nd is Classified Appreciation Week. We had Nurses Appreciation Day on May 6th. So we are very appreciative and grateful to the outstanding employees in the Roland Unified School District who work tirelessly each day to serve our students, our family, our staff, and our community. With the onset of the pandemic, our employees have reinvented nearly all that they do to serve our students. As you know, March 2020, we changed our full educational program to be an online and an emergency setting. As we prepared for the opening of this school year, we improved our efforts based on our learning in the spring, and we provided a seamless start to the school year. While there were many competing interests for our time and our energy, we all remained focused on serving our students and supporting our families. To do this during the pandemic, all areas of our operation have shifted and been modified throughout the year as new rules or new regulations or new ideas emerge. Our employees make our organization, and I thank our employees for all that each and every one of our employees do to serve our students. It's been a unique year, to say the least, and I wish that we would have the opportunity to bring everybody together and celebrate and recognize our employees of the year, our site for classified and certificated employees. This week, yesterday, we put out a recognition to all of our teachers during Classified Appreciation Week to put out recognition to all of our classified employees. And we also have our district administrator of the year that will follow as well. We also look forward to recognizing our employees through longevity awards and for those employees that are retiring. It will be a virtual recognition led by Dennis Fixler and our HR team on May the 20th. I also wanted to share that we're very proud of two recent big awards for our schools. Roland High School was named a 2021 California Distinguished School, the state's highest award or recognition of educational excellence, and Roland High School received back-to-back awards, 2019 and 2021. And then tonight, we also recognized Giano Intermediate, one of only 80 schools in the nation, and the only middle school in California to receive the 2021 NOM Award for Music. And Drs. Mark Zenzadem and Jennifer Trujillo and Carlos Ochoa were present this evening for our board meeting. The district, I wanted to share that the district will continue with its free monthly mobile food pantry at Via Corta Elementary throughout the summer. So offered on the second Monday of the month, the community is invited on June 14th and July 12th to receive fresh produce and food thanks to the Tsuchi Foundation. I also want to thank Los Angeles County for a coordinated effort with Janice Hahn's office and the Department of Parks and Rec. On Friday, May 7th, we were able to offer an LA Food Bank distribution to the Alvarado Intermediate School, where there are over 1,000 community members and families that were served. So we were proud to be a part of that partnership. As you know, and as Sheldon pointed out, April 26th, we were excited to welcome our students back to our campuses for in-person support. Our district is also ready for a successful summer learning program in person, and then also opening our 2021-22 school year on August 9th in person as well. As it comes closer to June, we're getting to graduation season, and we're proud of our class of 2021 graduates. We will be featuring 100 of our graduates from Roland, Nogales, and Santana High School with banners hung on light poles across our community that we serve at the end of the month. So be on the lookout for banners that will be feature our students' pictures and the colleges or the careers or the military or trade schools that they will be entering upon graduation, which will be held on June 2nd for Santana High School and June 3rd for Roland and Nogales High School. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. So we have other student board representative report. Nogales High School, class president, Daniel Constantino.
Hello to the board. I'm Daniel Vicenteno, as you guys heard. I'm the senior class president at Nogales High School. Thank you to the board and then to the superintendent for having me tonight. Right now, ASB at Nogales High School is currently working on putting posters and murals together for our senior sunset, which is gonna take place on May 19th. Last week, we were able to do our senior sunrise. That was a fun experience. We were able to go in our cars in the parking lot with our friends, masks on, obviously, and we were able to have some donuts and drinks and spend time and just listen to music and see our class for the first time in a long time. It was a very fun experience. We're also currently putting together a slideshow for the seniors to show at our senior sunset. It's gonna be a bunch of photos and memories that we've had throughout our 4 years at Nogales High School. Each student in ASB is also gonna present their social issues this week. That should be a project that we're all looking forward to and working together. And then if I can share the screen. So we see our Nogales page. For our senior sunrise, we have a video going on and we're trying to promote it as much as we can. We're trying to let all the seniors know and the parents know of where it's gonna be, the time, the date, and the rules for the activity, as well as our senior sunrise that we had, we posted about it and we have pictures and just the memories that we made that day. It was a very fun experience. Again, we also promoted it on our Instagram and we made sure to have the ASB present it through their own social media accounts as well. And that is all I have for you guys tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for your report. Next, the Roland High School, Joseph Chen, Roland High School ASB Speaker of the House, provide a report. Joseph?
Good evening, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Joseph Tseng, and I am the Speaker of the House for Roland High School. Last month, Roland ASB held its elections for the 2021 to 2022 Executive Board, and Anna Yi was elected as the next Speaker of the House. She is here today, and she'd like to give a few words.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Anna Yi, and I'm going to represent Roland High School next year and be the ASB Speaker of the House. I'm very excited to be able to give you guys monthly report for the next school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. I'd like to congratulate various groups on campus for their achievements, some of which were recognized earlier in the meeting. Our esports team advanced to the winner's bracket in the City of STEM esports tournament and won the grand finals. Our academic decathlon placed 20th in their competition, and our 3D printing team won silver at Skills USA competition. But I'd also like to recognize our photo department for producing a photo brochure, our art students for hosting their very own art show, and our boys and girls varsity soccer teams for advancing to the first round of CIF. Yeah. Now for the events at Roland High School. Because we were not able to host homecoming events last fall, a royalty court was designed to combine both the homecoming and prom court activities. A video was shown every Wednesday in April in the homeroom classes that highlighted the court revealings, court dances, and court winners. On April 27th, the senior class hosted the very first in-person event, which was a Drive Through the Decades event. This was a dual event combining a drive-in movie with the coronation of the royalty court for the senior class. The following day, Wednesday, April 28th, a video was released to the homeroom classes showcasing the entire process. The senior class would like to thank Mark Villalobos for getting the huge screen donated and working the event for us. Moving on, Teachers Appreciation Week was the first week of May. Every day of the week, ASB students completed an activity which ranged from writing virtual poems to gifting small gifts like hand sanitizer and Reese's candies to show our appreciation for the staff. Yesterday was National School Nurse Day, and students gifted our school nurse with a jar of notes and a personalized flyer to thank her for helping us out with our weekly COVID testings. Next week, ASB students will continue to recognize the staff by decorating the teacher break rooms during the week of the employee, which will be from May 17th to the 21st. Athletics has continued to go full steam with soccer, basketball, swimming, track, badminton, wrestling, softball, and baseball finishing out their seasons and the school year. Seniors received good news that they'd be having an in-person graduation and a senior week that will fall on the last week of May. For the senior week, Monday will be senior field day, which will include various sporting activities. Tuesday will be a paint night and a revealing for Mr. 2021. Thursday's event will be a scavenger hunt using the new parts of our campus. And finally, a senior sunset will fall on Friday, May 28th, which will also be the final day where students or seniors have to attend online class. In hindsight, it was impossible for Rowan ASB to give the students, and especially the seniors, the year that they wanted, given, you know, COVID and the guidelines. But I'd like to think that Rowan ASB remained resilient and innovative and really embodied the greater goals and provided seniors with a year that they will cherish and never forget. Every month, I've reiterated the fact that Rowan students strive to be better thinkers, communicators, and contributors. And every month, Rowan High School students do deliver and never fail to impress us. Thank you to the board for supporting Rowan ASB this past school year. And I do hope you will continue to support Rowan ASB in the next. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you for reporting to the board. You've done a great job. And welcome, NEE, and looking forward to seeing you. So next is Santana High School. We receive a report from Santana High School ASB representative, Mel Garcia.
Good evening, board members and Dr. Mitchell. My name is Mel Garcia, and I'm here to share news with you from Santana High School. The month of May has been a busy one for Santana students, especially our seniors who are working diligently to finish their classes and recover credits for graduation this June. We are excited to be graduating in person at Nogales High School. After what everyone has gone through this past year with the pandemic, we're looking toward walking and receiving our diplomas on June 2nd. Students and teachers have settled into a good routine during our Tuesday and Thursday afternoon in-person classes. Teachers have said they are happy with the work that their students are doing in class while on campus, and the transition back has been a positive effect for everyone. Universal Studios has opened up their park to Santana seniors and other seniors who would like to celebrate their grad night with their families. Students can buy tickets through a special grad night portal that Universal Studios has set up, and ASB is doing all we can to get the word out about this fun opportunity that Universal Studios has given to our students. ASB has worked hard to put together fundraisers this year. We sold many masks, shirts, and hoodies, and were able to gain a profit from our fundraisers. With this money and some help from Santana, we are buying t-shirts for all Santana seniors to help them remember this crazy year. We are grateful for ASB and this opportunity to learn service even in this time of a pandemic and virtual learning. Before I leave you, I have some quotes from ASB students who have a few things that they would like to say about Santana. Jasmine says, thank you for helping me focus more and helping me stay motivated so I could graduate. Hector says, thank you, Santana, for giving me a second chance that I probably would not have had otherwise. Stephanie says, thank you, Santana teachers. You are the best. You all care about us and our education. We at Santana would like to thank you, board members, Dr. Mitchell, and the cabinet for the help you have given us this year. It has been a crazy year, and yet we got through it together. ASB would like to wish you good health as well as we all venture out of our homes now. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Val. Thank you for your report. So there's a staff report. We will receive an overview on current and pending facility projects. We're going to do Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. I'm going to grab Al's mask because his just broke. For 1 minute. All right, so we have a facilities report that we will provide, that Alex Ford will provide, just to give the board